Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on a beautiful Tuesday. You know what, Brady? Why don't you go ahead and introduce our next guest?
I know this is kind of my baby, the behind-the-scenes Tuesday special. So I want to go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and talk with Nate Cloutier, who works very high up with our friends over at the Lake Monsters. And before we get a million Town Fair Tire text lines requesting me to ask various Lake Monster-related questions, Nate is not the guy to answer the questions about the coronavirus. He is not the guy to answer questions about the future of the organization. So with that qualifier in there,
okay.
Nate, thanks for being with us, man. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys. I've missed you.
Well, we appreciate we haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, but when I'm working from home, I don't get to listen to the radio as much. So I got four kids, and that's what I get to listen to.
Oh, that's for sure.
I wish we could edit that out. Don't give any ideas to our listeners or anything.
No, but when I'm on the road, I'm listening. That's for sure.
Well, talk about a busy guy.
Well, we appreciate it. Vice President Business Development, is that your official title with the Lake Monsters?
Executive Director of Business Development. I've been everywhere. I started as an intern, was GM, and now I'm a kind of focus on some development sides of the business.
So give us kind of the 60-second or less version of what that fancy title actually means.
Yeah, well, I mean, I handle a lot of the corporate partnerships, you know, whether it's as simple as an outfield sign to a complex, you know, marketing mix that we will put together for, you know, for our partners. And I also work on the brand development side. So working on the logo, you know, with Brandios that we did, you know, about 5-6 years ago. I do all of our merchandising, so I set up the store, bring in all the new styles each year, those sort of things, and work on an extension of the brand, which would be the promotional items, you know, whether that's the hats, the jerseys, the T-shirts, whatever we're giving away at the ballpark as well.
You know, Nate, I'm curious, how popular is the Lake Monster brand? I mean, you hear some crazy minor league names and people nationally getting hats and T-shirts. How many people, you know, say, I need a Lake Monster hat or T-shirt, not even from the area?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I've been here 19 years now coming up, and I've seen it. I worked with the Expos to start. I worked with the first, you know, Lake Monsters brand when we named it the Lake Monsters. And, you know, after 26 years, we're still growing. We're hitting record sales, you know, for our merchandise. And, you know, right now we have over 1,000 teams across the country that, you know, are in youth baseball that call themselves the Lake Monsters. And, you know, with that, as you can imagine, parents nowadays, they want to support their kid and, you know, get the same hat, same T-shirt, that sort of thing. We continue to see growth, and, you know, by bringing things in like the Maple Kings, it continues to, you know, add some life to the brand over all these years.
Yeah, Nate, is the merchandising of the name Lake Monsters just stayed steadily good since you changed it? I know there was a big flurry for getting anything and everything Lake Monsters when you changed the name from Expos.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really honestly has been steady, and I think a lot of it does come down to, I mean, we have a very loyal fan base, but some of the approaches that we take, I mean, we don't really discount our stuff. We always try to add value, whether it's you know, some deals that we're doing online or, you know, in the ballpark, those sort of things. So we always want to continue to make sure our brand is strong. We don't devalue and stuff like that. But, yeah, like I said, over the past 4 years, we've seen substantial growth. And part of that Little League program, you know, Outdoor Cap is the manufacturer, and they've said that they've never seen someone grow as fast as we have.
Wow. What's your favorite part of the job? You've had so many jobs, by the way. Again, you mentioned at the beginning, you kind of glossed over intern, you've been the GM, and now you're doing all this business development stuff. How did you, I mean, what's the progression like? How did you land on this job?
Well, really, I mean, I went to UVM, I'm a Vermont boy, came over here, you know, being from St. Johnsbury, you go with 15 of your classmates, and it just didn't really feel like a different experience, so I kind of ventured out and started looking to study abroad in 2000. At that point, that's when the Olympics were in Sydney, and I was like, I want to go someplace warm. So really, I reached out to the basketball team, said, I'm going to be in Sydney. Do you need my help? They said no. I reached out to the track and field team. I said, I'm going to be in Brisbane. Do you need my help? And they said, yeah. So I went to Brisbane. And, you know, 20-plus years later, here I am, got my start there, came back, worked for the Vermont Expos as an intern and then seasonal employee. And, you know, my skills that I learned at UVM were able to keep me on full-time, and from there I've just kind of taken on more, and that's really what a small business is all about. It's, you know, really just kind of like, you know, trial by fire, kind of figuring it out as you go. And, you know, started out with tickets, learned merchandise, and again, when I became GM, you know, you transition out of some of the other stuff, and you start working with, like, the players and, you know, coaches, the A's at this point as our affiliation. But, and I mean, at that point, when I had my kids, kind of stepped aside and decided to focus more on just developing the brand and, you know, our partnerships that we have.
This is my favorite question of the behind-the-scenes series. What do your coworkers not understand about your job?
I think some of them are starting to get it. Obviously, with the stay-at-home order, makes it very difficult to do business. But some of the other people have certainly got a taste of, you know, having to fulfill orders and stuff like that. And I don't think it's as fun as they certainly thought. But again, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool for me just because I've seen so many different sides of the business. But you know, we all do a lot of the same stuff. But I think merchandise, you know, for some things, I put a lot of work into it, and some people might not think that certain hat might be hot or cool or whatever, but it's really not about what we want in the office. It's about what the trends in the marketplace are doing, and what, you know, we need to make sure that we have, you know, styles for everybody. And I think that really, by expanding our selection, has certainly helped the growth there as well.
Nate, what's like your favorite part of the job or most rewarding part of the job? I mean, I got to assume it's when a Lake Monster makes it to the big leagues or makes the news or hits a home run off his wife, who's a softball pitcher or something like that.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I think really, honestly, the thing about it is, I mean, I've always, literally from when I was, you know, 10, 12 years old, I was designing logos for sports and sending them to the Trailblazers and telling them their logo was horrible, giving them something new and, you know, designing a logo for the Columbus hockey team when they came in, and just things like that. So it's always really been in my blood, and as a graphic designer and stuff like that, really the creative side's been fun. And really to babysit and develop a brand like the Lake Monsters has really been one of my passions. But I think what's really cool about the business that we're in is, you know, as a family man myself, I love going to the ballpark and seeing a little kid smile. And there's nothing better than seeing that little kid smile with your brand on his head or T-shirt or something like that. So I do a lot of stuff here, again, with marketing. Some of my favorite things are like, you know, putting together Make-A-Wish family nights at the ballpark and just making sure that those kids and those families, you know, forget about the stuff they have to go through on a nightly, daily basis, whatever it might be, and put a smile on their face for the night, you know, working with the team and the players to get them all out there to sign autographs, slap five. You know, give them the opportunity to come out and, again, just be a kid and have fun and stuff like that. So those are the things I really enjoy, along with going to, like, to the Children's Hospital and just making sure that Champ's with me and, you know, puts a smile on their face.
Nate, I noticed when I get there to report for duty, as it were, I've never seen longer lines to get stuff that you were giving away that night than I saw last summer. You had some great giveaways. They were hugely popular. Big stuff planned for this summer?
Yeah, and I mean, really, I said it earlier, Rich, is, you know, we look at our giveaways as an extension of our brand. When we give something away, we invest a lot of money with our partners to make sure that it's not something that they're just going to, you know, put in a cupboard or something like that. We want it to be, you know, a walking billboard for both brands. We want people to be excited about it, which obviously drives ticket sales, and we want them to wear it. I mean, I go to, you know, my kids' school, and I see the kids all over the place wearing our hats and our winter hats and stuff like that, and like I said, it's an extension of the brand, and the more you see things, the more comfortable and, you know, acquainted you are with a brand, the more you like it. So that's really one of the main goals. And again, yeah, every year we try to figure out, like, what worked last year and what didn't.
Nate, we'll get
worked, we keep it rolling. I mean, that's why we went from 1 25-cent hot dog night to 2 to 3, because everyone loves it. And, you know, we're not, you know, certainly making much on a 25-cent hot dog, but to have the atmosphere there 3 times a year, you know, with 3,500 people there and selling 8,000 to 10,000 hot dogs is just it's a blast.
Yeah, it was double that when we had our intern Jason here. I want you to know that.
Hey, we'll get you out of here on this, and you're a pretty smart guy. I think you could probably teach us a lot. I'm going to feed you an idea, and I just want you to run with it. So season starts in June, so you got 4 months of play, June, July, August, and a little bit in September. So we get the Brady Huddle bobblehead in June, the Arnie Huddle bobblehead in July, the Rich Huddle bobblehead in August, and Champ with a microphone in September. So that sounds like the next hot item to me.
It definitely would be gangbusters. But unfortunately, the turnaround time to produce custom items is like 120 days. So I think we'd miss it.
But we'll wait till 2021. We'll wait for that.
Yeah. Let's get Barlow on the phone, too, and we'll talk.
Yeah, there you go. Nate of the Vermont Lake Monsters. Nate, we appreciate it. We always love getting your text in also. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll have to have you on again.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.